Item number four, from the interim director of Department of Parks, Recreation, and Culture, requesting approval of the criteria for the establishment and administration of the Parks Amenity Matching Fund. This was also referred to the Committee on Parks, Energy, and Environment, which approved this item on a vote of 5-0.
Ms. Lasher.
Good morning, Chairman, Supervisors. Laura Schlesser, Chief of Administration and External Affairs for the Parks Department. This morning, I'd like to go over the criteria for the establishment and administration of the Parks Amenities Matching Fund. This fund was originally created in 1994 to provide matching funds for third parties for park improvements. It's my understanding that eventually it was unfunded due to budgetary reasons, but it was recreated in the 2013 adopted budget. We were asked to come forward this cycle in front of Parks Committee and yourself to go through and establish and recommend certain criteria for the administration of the fund. We worked very closely with and collaborated with the Office of the Comptroller, Department of Administrative Services, and County Board staff to come up with these 8 criteria. We are recommending that it be created as a trust fund, and I'd like to go over the 8 criteria with you. We're recommending that the project is not a currently budgeted or major maintenance or existing capital project. It would be a new idea, new improvement. That the project is not a joint venture or public-private partnership that is already governed by a contract or an agreement we already have with a third party. That the project is reviewed by our staff, and that the third-party group proves that they have the money raised and in a designated account prior to any matching funds being administered by the county. That our portion, the county's portion of matching funds, will not be more than $75,000 per project in the calendar year and shall not be more than a grand total of $75,000 in all project years. We wanted to make sure that as many groups as possible are able to be funded, that the county will provide matching funds up to a dollar-for-dollar match. This gives us a little flexibility in the event that they get a match that might not be dollar-for-dollar. It might be an 80-20 match, and we can provide that 20%. That the Parks Director will review all third-party requests on a first-come, first-served basis. We'll provide matching funds of $250,000 from revenue received in 2013 from land sales. That language was actually a part of the amendment that was passed in the 2013 budget, as well as revenues from additional beer gardens that would be come online this year. And any matching funding levels higher than what is noted above is certainly subject to County Board approval. So with that, I'll take any questions, and we ask for your consideration for this criteria.
Thank you, ma'am. Any questions, comments? Supervisor Alexander.
Mr. Chairman, I move approval. I move concurrence with Parks.
Supervisor Alexander moves concurrence with the Parks Department's recommendation. Supervisor Schmidt.
Thank you. Hi. Good morning. My question is, Ms. Schlesser, look to Mr. Katie. This is, we'd have to look at this every year, and it depends, of course, what kind of land sales we have, so you're not guaranteed the $250,000 every year. Is that correct in your understanding?
Chairman, Supervisors, yes.
Okay. Well, I know we got the Ronald McDonough, I think, was the principal driver of this, and like to see stuff stay on the county grounds in our area, so... But I like some of the things, and I do like a, you know, kind of a block grant kind of philosophy here. You know, we help those who help themselves. They have to have matching funds before we give. So I think that's some criteria that sound very sound to me, so I appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
You're welcome, sir. Thank you. We have a motion for concurrence to concur with the recommendation of the Parks Committee. Supervisor Lipscomb.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm sorry if I missed this answer. How are the, since most of these projects won't require any county board approval unless they went above the 75 threshold, how frequently or how will this be communicated to the committee or to the board, or when will we see this stuff? As it happens, you'll come back with each project, or quarterly, or annually, or?
Chairman, supervisors, we can absolutely go back and do, I think it might be appropriate at the end of the year to do a wrap-up summary. I'm sure we can do it as frequently as you would like.
Okay.
We will certainly be reaching out to you, especially if there's a project in your districts as well.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Supervisor. If there are no other comments, questions, or concerns, Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
On the motion for concurrence, Supervisors Haas.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Roma West.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Alexander.
Aye.
Scamper.
Aye.
Collins.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
Motion approved, 8-0.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.